Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Let's begin the show and focus on Canadian tourists in Mexico. Now, authorities say tourists remain barricaded in their hotel today amid violence in the streets after the arrest of a major alleged drug cartel leader. Several cities in the Mexican state of Sinaloa exploded into violence yesterday after the arrest of alleged drug trafficker Ovidio "The Mouse" Guzman, who is the son of former cartel boss El Chapo Guzman. And the violence was particularly fierce in places like Mazatlan. Some stranded travelers who had checked out of their rooms but whose flights were canceled slept in hotel lobbies, the gates of which remained barricaded. Military and police vehicles traveled up and down beaches that had been recently full of suntanning vacationers. For the latest, let's go to Mazatlan. Joining me now is Vancouverite Dominique Carol Mirage. She lives in Mazatlan for part of the year. Dominique, thank you for joining us today.
Good to be here.
What's the scene like today in Mazatlan? What are you seeing? What are you hearing?
I am hearing a peaceful beach. There's a bunch of people out in the pool. Everything is pretty calm. And everything's great. Everyone's enjoying themselves.
You've certainly heard about the situation in regards to what's transpired. When you're out and about on the street or have been, I don't know, first of all, have you been out on the street much?
Well, so yesterday when we started our day, I actually did not know what was going on. So we went out on those streets and I noticed it was a little quieter in terms of traffic, but not something to alarm me. So I was out and about and everything was fine. However, as the news started to spread, I'd actually gone to the horse ranch. And once I was done there, came back out onto the roads. By that point, everything had quietened down quite significantly. And that was about the time when, you know, the police had already started to patrol and say, you know, we recommend everyone get, you know, off public areas and we suggest everyone go home. It wasn't so much of a panic. It was just more of, okay, guys, it's time to kind of get indoors and let's be vigilant. So today the streets are fine and everyone's driving around again. Mm-hmm.
And then did they tell you why they recommended you stay at home?
Oh, 1,000%. That news hit right away. And, you know, everyone was aware of what was going on. A lot of the news reports started to come in as to what was going on in a neighboring city, which is approximately 2.5 hours away, called Culiacán. And that's actually where everything was happening. So we were seeing those reports for those people watching TV. Those reports were very easily available. It was all over the news.
Mm-hmm. So you were seeing some of those images locally there in Mazatlan in regards to some of the violence and some of the vandalism?
We were seeing those images from Culiacán. Nothing was happening in Mazatlan itself. As mm-hmm. far as Mazatlan goes, what they had done was they set up blockades that lead towards those cities. So where the major highway starts heading towards Culiacán, Tepic, Durango, that's where you would see a blockade set up because obviously they don't want anyone heading out in that direction, especially if they, for some reason, don't know what's going on and they find themselves in the, you know, wrong place at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm. The entire issue in and around cartels, do you see those folks doing their business, or have you had any concern about your safety, about the drug trade in the times that you are there? Because you're there as a snowbird, you're there for quite a long time for the year.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Absolutely not. Now, when I having lived half of my life in BC and living in many of the different suburbs, I can't say it's any different from going to downtown Vancouver or anywhere else. You have to always be careful and you have to always be vigilant. But if you're talking about drug cartel and safety, absolutely not. This is one of the major reasons when we researched where in the world we'd like to live besides BC, we picked Mazatlan specifically because it's a very safe area and we feel very well taken care of. I have a 2-year-old, a 4-year-old, and an 8-year-old. And parts of the year, I'm here by myself with the kids. And I would go as far to say that sometimes I feel safer here traveling on the streets because there is always authority presence. You have people to reach out to, and people here are very protected. There's a large Canadian and American community here, so Mazatlan is a hub for that, and I believe that people choose it specifically because it's very safe.
Mm-hmm. In regards to the airport itself, do you have any news there? Have you heard anything new about the Mazatlan Airport, if it is going to be opening, when it might be opening?
So it has already opened, and there are local flights that are already taking off and landing at the airport. I actually run a Facebook group, a Mazatlan Expats Facebook group. So this consists of people who are either they're in somewhere in North America or anywhere actually, but mostly in North America looking to fly in, and then people here looking to fly out. So we were keeping a very close tab on what was going on. Yesterday it was announced the airports are shut down. They were supposed to open at 8 p.m. At 8 p.m. they sent another message out saying, nope, we're going to still stay shut till tomorrow morning. This morning they said, we're having a meeting at 10 a.m. We're going to announce shortly what's going on. And then they said, airports open, good to go, highways open. People have been flying out of the airport, but not international flights, just within the country. And I think they're planning on opening up the international ones shortly. But I don't believe, as of right now, that's the case.
Do you think that it'll be today or better chance tomorrow for the international flights?
You know, they have to first deal with all of the flights that were canceled from yesterday. I think they're trying to get that under control. So I think more it's more of a logistical thing. And I feel like they would be good by tonight, actually. But who's, you know, we're just all kind of keeping our ears open. There's a local municipal organization known as CAPTA Mazatlan. They are specifically the ones responsible for sending notifications out and taking care of tourist needs and visitors, expats needs. Mm-hmm. And so we sort of wait for those notifications to come in, and they're pretty good with their communication and they let us know what's going on. So we're just waiting for that right now.
And have Canadians that are still stranded there in Mazatlan, have they reached out to you via your Facebook or any other way asking for help?
Yes, they have. I mean, we've had, so Vancouver had those snowstorms around Christmas time, mm-hmm. and we actually had more people stranded around then, and we personally knew a couple of people staying at the Rieu Resort. So we saw more of an issue then because it was for days. It was for several days, Christmas time, and, you know, people couldn't fly out. The resort was full, and they were but they were still having people fly in. So that was more of an issue. At the present moment, we're pretty good. It's been a day's delay. So we did have a few people just kind of asking more so as to what's going on and, you know, how they should deal with it and just wanting updates. But apart from that, right now, Mazatlan's just gearing in for its busy season. So there's still quite a bit of accommodation and hotel rooms available. So yes, it's definitely inconvenienced people's travel plans, but it's not been devastating in any way.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dominique, thank you so much for your time. Wish you all the best, and hopefully that airport for international travel opens up quickly so Canadians can get home and others can actually get to Mexico and enjoy the sun as well. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. You have yourself a great day.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.